Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science.
Welcome to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and our planet. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum. Karel, you and I talk about food every week, and it's true that I'm a science writer, but did you know all of my graduate research was actually related to food?
Really? How so?
I spent years studying oceans at the University of Maine.
Oh, that's great. I love marine biology, like sharks and whales and stuff like that.
Not exactly. Back in the early 2000s, I was a leading expert in the orange-footed sea cucumber.
Oh, you don't say.
It's a low bar, Karel. There weren't a ton of people studying the species at the time. But more broadly, I was working in fisheries. So I think it's time we talk about them.
I think that's a great idea. What about fisheries, Cheryl?
I want to discuss farmed versus wild fish, specifically salmon.
I've been really curious about that, actually. Farmed salmon is typically a lot less expensive and a different color at the grocery store. But if I make the effort to buy fish, I generally feel like I'm making a good choice already. So does it really matter which one I take home?
That's a complicated question. Are you interested in which is healthier, tastes better, what's best for the environment? Or in our cases, which one would our toddlers be less likely to throw across the room?
I'm pretty sure I'm interested in all of those, I think.
All right, so we're going to start with the basics. Most of the salmon we eat in the United States is farmed, and that means it's raised in an aquatic farming operation and not caught in the wild. It is a great fish to eat. Either way, it's high in protein and omega-3 fatty acids, which are the so-called good fats, the ones that can lower our risk of cardiovascular disease, and they're good for our eyesight, and they're also good for brain development. So big picture, farmed or wild, it's going to be a healthy choice.
All right, so we should keep buying salmon.
Yes, but here's where it gets more complicated. Even my friends at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration don't agree on which is best to buy, but they do have some strong opinions, so let's explore those. There were some early studies of farmed salmon suggesting that these animals could have higher levels of PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, or man-made chemicals that might cause some health concerns for people who eat them. But the more recent research hasn't confirmed those findings. So currently, both scientists and regulators generally agree that farmed salmon and wild salmon are safe to eat.
Meaning we shouldn't worry about it.
We're probably okay on this one. But then there's the environment. Some experts are concerned about the potential to transfer disease from penned fish to wild populations.
And that would be not good.
Fortunately, though, we have strict rules in place pertaining to farmed fish, and that limits the risk. So, of course, no system is foolproof.
But also not the biggest cause for concern.
Exactly. And then there are sea lice.
I'm sorry, what?
Sea lice, Karel. Tiny parasites that live on the mucus, skin, and blood of fish. And thankfully, they only affect those fish, not us. But infestations on them are really gross, they can kill fish, and they happen at salmon farms, which increases the number of lice in surrounding waters, and that can impact wild populations as well.
That's pretty gross.
But scientists can monitor those too. So again, we're probably okay on that one.
Cheryl, what if a farmed salmon somehow escapes into the wild? Should we be worried that it might breed and outcompete its wild counterparts?
Ah, the Jurassic Park question. Probably not. In reality, the farmed fish actually get pretty lazy because they just sort of wait around to be fed by people. So if they do escape, they don't tend to survive very well having to fend for themselves.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, then again, you know what they say, life finds a way.
In Jurassic Park. But wild and farmed salmon can't reproduce. So the good news is we don't need to worry about some crazy hybrid introduction at sea. But one more real challenge is fish poop.
I didn't expect we'd go there.
Fish poop can build up under those farmed salmon pens, especially when there aren't many currents. But studies so far, fortunately, do suggest that those areas seem to recover fairly quickly.
It sounds like there are several valid considerations, but on the whole, the take home is that eating salmon, farmed or wild, is a good decision.
I think so. It's mostly about taste. Wild salmon has a more savory flavor and a deeper color, while farmed salmon is typically milder, it's more pink, and it has more fat.
And I think there's also the consideration to be made about price, right?
Right. You can usually save money by buying farm fish, and that's why it's the most common kind of salmon available in the U.S.
Well, there you have it. Farm-raised or wild-caught, it's just a good idea to be eating some fish every once in a while. You've been listening to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and our planet. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is WKAR.